if she was any judge, the woman had to be pushing 60. Wouldn't a slightly less garish shade be more appropriate? She sat on the sofa and picked up a magazine. Across the salon, she could see Mags puffing spray onto Belinda Bishop's newly styled hair. At least Belinda's shade looked more natural. The two seemed to be discussing some reality TV show or other. Olivia sniffed again. Really, she thought. She could understand Mags watching such tripe, but Belinda? And when did she have the time? Surely as the landlady of the Talbot, the local pub, she would be better off running her business than slobbing in front of rubbish. Oh well, each to their own. Olivia shook her head. Belinda and Mags were laughing now. Maybe if Mags got on with her job, instead of chatting, she wouldn't be running late for her next appointment. Olivia stopped trying to eavesdrop and instead immersed herself in an article about Carol Middleton. Now that was a family to envy. Mags' daughter Amy glanced across the street at her mother's hairdressing business as she walked to one of her many part-time jobs. This morning she was cleaning for the vicar's wife. She needed to ask her mum if she'd do her a cut and colour sometime soon. Her roots were starting to show something terrible. Maybe she'd pop round tonight to fix up a time. Actually, maybe she'd do it right now. Amy crossed the street and pushed open the door. Oh, God, there was Mrs. Lathwaite, another of her ladies that she did for. "Morning, Mrs. L," she said with fake cheer. Olivia barely looked up from her magazine as she acknowledged the greeting. "Morning, Amy." As usual, the old bag looked like she'd swallowed a wasp, but her mum said that she was a good tipper and Amy herself always got given a bonus at Christmas, so she wasn't all bad, just a bit heavy going. Mind you, thought Amy, it wasn't like she couldn't afford the odd show of generosity. Not with living in the big house and everything. "Hi, Janine," she said to the receptionist. "Love the colour." "Ta," said Janine, picking up a lock and staring at it. "Thought I'd try something a bit different." "Good for you." "Hi, love," called Mags. She put down the mirror she'd been using to show Belinda the back of her new hairdo. She swished a brush over Belinda's shoulders to get rid of the last of the stray hairs and then helped her take off her gown. "There you go, Belinda. Janine will sort out your bill. With you in a mo, Mrs. Lathwaite." Olivia sniffed and turned a page. Amy grinned at her mother.
"Can you do me a cotton colour, Mum?"
"When?"
"Soonish."
"Of course, dearie. Want to come round mine at the weekend?"
"That'd be great."
"Not changing the colour or nothing, are you?"
"Same old, same old. Anyway, I like being blonde."
Janine rang up Belinda's bill and the till pinged open. Mags reached over and took out a couple of 20s.
"I know things are a bit tight for you and Ashley."
"Mom!" Mags pressed the notes into Amy's hand.
"Go on, take it. Don't want to see you two going short."
"Thanks, Mum. Best I get going." She popped the money in her handbag and zipped it up. "Off to do for Heather."
"Tell her hello from me. I'll see her at the WI."
Olivia coughed loudly and impatiently, and Amy, standing with her back to her, winked at her mum.
"Bye then. Bye, Mrs. L. See you later in the week."
"Indeed." Amy grinned to herself as she left the shop. Bloody hell, waiting a couple of minutes wasn't going to kill her, was it? She walked along the high street and past the beaches. The sound of children laughing made her look over the gate. Thank God for that, she thought. Someone had finally moved in. Months and months it had been since the previous owners had moved out. Months and months of her not being required to clean it. The old owners had employed her twice a week, and the hole in her income, when they'd sold up and gone, had made quite a difference to her. That was one of the reasons she and her son were finding it a bit of a struggle to keep body and soul together, as her mum liked to put it. She'd tried to get other cleaning jobs, but the people who might